Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a very informative one. I have with me today Curtis Sprung with McGriff Insurance. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about McGriff Insurance. How are you serving folks?
Well, we're a full-service insurance agency. We do everything from risk management to employee benefit consulting, property casualty consulting. We're specialized in a number of different areas. We have a compliance team. Our main focus is making sure all of our employer groups and clients are receiving all the necessary advice and information that we can possibly give them, and making sure that they run their businesses in a way that maximizes minimizes their risk and maximizes their cash flow.
Now, during this trying time with the coronavirus, and is there some things that maybe an employer can do to educate their employees, and maybe there's things the employees can do to be more educated?
Sure. I think I'm going to focus really on the employee benefit side of it. And I think employers, if they are looking at their employee benefits program, one of the best things to do, of course, is get in touch with your agent or advisor and talk to them. But there's a lot of different information that's out there from the insurance companies and from your third-party administrator. They should be really helping you out a great deal. There's a huge amount of information that's coming out today, as you can imagine. And right now, the best thing that their agent or broker should be doing is giving the information to them and helping them walk through it, because we're all learning at the same time right now.
Now, and this is one of the things where it seems like every day there's new information, whether it's the government offering some sort of a benefit or companies going through some transitions. I think this is an example of why it's important to have an insurance person on the business's team in order to help kind of navigate these waters. Would you agree?
Yes, I sure would. I sure would. I can just tell you that if you just think about all of the different aspects of what's going on right now and how the impact is to everybody's business, some companies cannot even function right now. They're not even open. They're closed. They've got no way to do business. Others are extremely busy, the grocery stores, et cetera, and any food store or gas station. They're very busy, and they're going through a different situation than those people that are going through the shutdown. And the shutdown is really the main focus right now. We're really trying to help our clients navigate this system. And it includes everything from the CARE Act that just came out and all of the information about the loans that are available from the government, either the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, or the Economic Injury Disaster Loans. There's a number of different things out there, and you should really be contacting your CPA, your banker, your attorney, and your insurance agents. And quite frankly, if they're not contacting you, you really do need to get on the phone with them.
Right. Some of these companies are having to make those tough decisions of maybe furloughing or laying off employees. I would think even in those cases, they should still be making a call to the insurance folks to get some counsel.
Yes, actually, that's a great point. And there's the new law that's out there, and I may say the wrong word on some of these laws because they're brand new, but the new law that's involving leave and extended FMLA, that one that came out in middle of May, is regarding the credits that employers can get with allowing their employees to take leave to take care of their children because of the coronavirus. That's a very complicated program. We've sent out a number of different advisories on that as well. But that's one that you're really going to have to get with your payroll company, because one of the little things that one of my clients found out was the payroll companies don't have everything set up to put those people into the right category so that they can get the tax advantage when they file taxes throughout the year. So there's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, and these laws were passed very quickly. And so there's going to be learning along the way. The other one on the paycheck protection, that one starts tomorrow. And there's a significant amount of information that people need to have in order to apply for that loan through the SBA. So that's something where you've just got to get your team together as an employer and make sure you're collecting the right data to get in the front of the line for these loans, because they are going to take some time. I know everybody thinks they're going to come out really fast, but I'm personally a little skeptical about how quickly they'll be done.
Yeah, I'm sure that, the government isn't known for speed, so I'd be shocked if that's something that happens really quickly. From the employer standpoint, whenever, like, they're going through this tough time, a lot of them, as we mentioned earlier, and they're, kind of overwhelmed by the situation, and it could be obviously of no fault of their own. They could be told, like, you can't do business. This is something where you have to have a team of trusted advisors, like you said, the banker, the CPA, the lawyer, the insurance person. How would you recommend the conversation going with the employer, just to kind of, should your vendors or your trusted advisors be checking in like weekly, monthly now, just to kind of update you on what you should be doing or make some recommendations?
Yes, they should be. You should be hearing from them. If not directly, you should be at least receiving some emails with information. I can tell you just from my experience, I'm receiving information from law firms and CPA firms and banking folks every day, two or three things. So if I'm getting them, they should be going to their clients as well. And for instance, one of the things on, and I'll just touch on medical insurance right now. One of the things about medical insurance, and that's one of the big concerns people have, because what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a medical issue. So from that standpoint, it's, if you don't have your business running, how can you keep your employees on? Well, I think most of the insurance companies and the federal government have put things out that have allowed you to keep your employees on insurance, on your plan, no matter if you have to reduce hours, no matter if you have to furlough. Now, if you have to lay somebody off, when you lay somebody off, you're terminating employment. So you need to take into account COBRA or the state continuation that's out there. But if you have an employee that's usually working 40 hours a week and you have to cut them back to 15 or 20 hours just to keep the business going, they can still stay on the plan. And most of the insurance companies are allowing that at a minimum through the end of May. Some of them are letting it go even longer this year.
Yeah, we're definitely in an uncharted territory in a lot of areas for the next 30, 60, 90 days in the minimum, I think. This is a scary time for a lot of people. And, between whether it's your hours being cut or you don't even know if there's going to be a job for you when this thing passes, there's a lot of uncertainty. And, business isn't a big fan of uncertainty usually. So any help that you have for them, the better. But it's really difficult, I think, for a lay person, the employee there that isn't kind of in the weeds with all of these changes, to really get a grasp on what they should be doing or what kind of rights they have or what benefits are available to them. Is there any place like an employee can go to kind of at least get some counsel?
So for just your regular everyday employee, the employer should have some, or I would think that most employers are going to have something available on a website. I say that, but think about Think about a fast food restaurant. That a lot of those folks, you're not communicating with them on a daily basis through email or through your internet website. What you're doing is you're talking to them as they come in. Well, they're not coming in as often. So that's a difficult thing. And there are a lot of tools out there for employers that are available. And there's a lot of companies that are making them available right now. For employees, I think the best thing to do is communicate with your direct superior, your direct report, whoever your boss is, and ask them those questions. And they should have some sort of information in the sense of or the ability to get back with you, because a lot of these questions are out there to be answered pretty quickly. For instance, if I'm an employee and I'm wondering what's going on, my first question would be about my healthcare coverage. Well, first question would be about my paycheck, but the next one is going to be about healthcare coverage. And is that out there? Am I going to continue to have that? What if I have a need for service because of this virus? How can I get to a doctor when doctor's offices aren't open? And those are the questions that really would jump up real quickly, I would think, from an employee. And then the second question is on the paycheck. Am I going to get paid? Do you have to reduce my hours? Do I use my PTO or my time off? Can I use sick time because I'm being quarantined because I have an immunization, or not an immunization, at risk? I'm a diabetic or I'm asthmatic. Will that count? There are a lot of questions out there like that. And the answer to most of them should be available to the employer, either through the information they've received from their own advisors, or it is a quick question. And those are the kind of questions that I've been getting, and they're pretty quick to answer. They're pretty easy to answer. But the layperson's not going to know that.
Right. Like, they don't know what they don't know. I mean, they right. might be just waiting for someone to tell them something. But there are places to go to be kind of proactive. And I guess your boss is a good starting place. Or like you said, maybe the website of the company is a place that some of this information is being disseminated. But it's trying
correct.
Time.
Correct. Yeah. There's a couple of things that are becoming universal. For instance, from the coverage standpoint, the CARE Act that just recently passed, that is actually letting it lets insurance companies pay for the COVID-19 testing as a preventive service. So that's covered at 100% now, which is a nice thing. And there's a number of the insurance companies that have come out and said for their fully insured business, they will cover all COVID-19 procedures. So they're going to cover the testing. And then if they find out you have it, they're going to pay for the treatment with no deductibles. So Anthem came out last night. Prior to that, Cigna and Humana announced that they were covering the COVID-19 procedures that had to be done. So I would absolutely check with your insurance company when making certain of that. But for the most part, they're covering it 100%.
Yeah, and I'm sure that things change on a daily basis, yeah. right? Or maybe even hourly in some cases, that things are just happening so fast and furiously with the number of cases, rising so dramatically and continuing to rise over the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing that's really great news for people that have the high deductible health plans, the ones with the HSA, you're going to pay for everything until the deductible's met.
Right.
The telemedicine used to be something that you'd actually have to pay for every time. But now with the CARE Act, they're allowing that to not have any cost. So you can, if you have telemedicine available, which most of these plans do nowadays, they have telemedicine available, you can get that for no charge. So that's helpful because you can't get in to see a doctor right now for just common illnesses. Those doctor's offices are closed. So it's great to be able to pick up the phone or FaceTime or get on the internet and talk to them.
Right. I think that's going to be one of the, when this thing dies down, that's going to be one of those things that's probably going to stick around, and people get way more comfortable having using telemedicine and having conversations with medical professionals on the phone or on the internet. I think that's going to make it available to a lot of people, and that might, in the long run, kind of lower some healthcare costs because it's more efficient to do it that way rather than, you know, take a half a day of work off and wait in a waiting room and until you're seen.
Yeah, Lee, that's exactly right. And it's interesting. Telehealth is, if you really think about it, a primary care doctor is one that speaks with you and talks to you and asks you questions, and it's a feedback kind of appointment. When you go to see a cardiologist, they're looking, we're going to look at heart issues. We're going to try to figure out what's wrong here. But when you go to your general practitioner, they're asking a lot of questions. They're trying to find out your history. They're trying to find out what's working, what's not working in your body. And that's a great conversation. It's very difficult the way the healthcare system's set up right now, where you have to, as you say, take half a day off of work, go wait in a waiting room. Who knows what you're going to pick up in the waiting room. And then you go in and you sit, and someone comes to see you. Someone comes and you see the doctor for what? 10 minutes, right, if you're lucky. And now if you do telemedicine, you have a little bit more time because the doctor can see more patients, and it's queued up and it's all much more convenient. It's probably a significantly more effective way to deliver primary care.
Right. And it'll, and I think you'll also, you're opening this up to maybe doctors that were going to retire. Maybe they can stay around and do this telemedicine more. You're going to have access to a lot of great care on your terms rather than kind of, like you said, in a waiting room that nobody wants to be in a waiting room.
Right. Right. And, you know, look at the names of some of the big companies. There, Doctors on Demand is one of them. So, I mean, it really just speaks to it. And telehealth or teledoc, it really is the word of the name of the company is really descriptive of what they are. I think that is the one thing that's going to come out of this that's going to be a positive for the healthcare system.
Well, thank you so much, Curtis, for sharing your story and letting us know some important information about how to navigate these trying times. This is affecting everybody. And, you know, we need to have trusted advisors on our side that are kind of telling us what's what and making kind of recommendations that are going to help us kind of get through this. And we'll all get through this, but there's definitely going to be some pain, at least for the short term. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about McGriff and your practice, can you share the website for McGriff Insurance?
Absolutely. McGriffinsurance.com. Click on there, and we actually have a nice informative section on the COVID-19 for everyone to look at. We put a lot of our material that we've been sending out as well. That's all right there on the website. And it's a great way to connect with us. And, you know, we're also sharing some information with other companies that are offering great service for employers out there. One is called Think HR. And if you go to thinkhr.com, they actually have a resource library with a significant number of documents about what's going on right now that are really geared toward the human resource professionals. So, and it's free. We provide that for all of our clients, but it is free for all clients, right? Or all people right now. They've just opened it up as a good resource. And of course, the McGriff website's a great place to collect some information as well.
And that's an example of if your insurance provider isn't available to answer your questions or proactively coming up to you to see what you need, maybe it's time to think about a different insurance partner and find somebody that is proactive.
Yep, I think you're right. Well, everybody should be helping everybody out right now and offering, you know, if you've got a wealth of knowledge about something, it's time right now to let everybody have it. So, we're always open to listening to these people and helping people out. And I think right now is a great time to do that and just share the information, share the knowledge right now, help everybody out.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Thank you so much. Curtis Sprung, McGriff Insurance. That's McGriffInsurance.com for more information. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.